Hello, awesome life group leaders. It's Nathan Shireman, one of our campus life pastors here at LifePoint, serving at the Lewis Center campus. This LeaderCast, I want to talk about some loosely connected items. So bear with me, they're all going to connect in some way. First up, the L1 pathway. The L1 pathway is designed to help us identify new leadership, but it's also designed to help our people understand more about God and what Scripture says about God. So it's a really cool process that some of our life groups are going through, and some of our staff have actually gone through also to kind of test this all out. So the life group that I'm in currently, we're doing this, and there's some awesome topics like spiritual formation and gospel fluency, but the one that we just finished up is called Being Balanced, and there was an excerpt from Andy Stanley's book about being balanced, and he was talking about choosing to cheat. Now, that sounds crazy at the forefront, but let me explain it. He said that we all are going to cheat someone or something in our lives the more that we focus our attention onto something else. The example that I have is your job. Let's say you jump headfirst into your job. You are spending tons of hours there. You're really working through maybe a project. You're just barreling through. And you're using this section of your life to really accomplish something in your job. Well, you're choosing to do that, and you're choosing to cheat on other things, like maybe your family or your friends, or you're cheating yourself out of maybe physical health. There's a number of things that are going to be cheated or feel cheated when you go headfirst into your work life. And that happens in any capacity that we go headfirst into, and we have to choose to, in a sense, neglect something else. This is all about balance, right? And so what we've been talking about in the Leader Care podcasts is balance. So I'm a shameless plug here. Christy Lowe and Brett Castle have been working on these awesome Leader Care podcasts that help talk about balance and help our leaders understand what balance looks like in life. And so I would encourage you to listen to those Leader Care podcasts. They can be found in the same place that you download the Leader Care or the LeaderCast materials. They're all on that Leader Resources page on our website. But I also wanted to apply this to life group, because life group has so many different things happening with it. There's a bunch of different people in your life group. There's a bunch of different activities. There's a bunch of different goals in life group. There are so many different things that demand the attention of the leader. And the same concept of choosing to cheat happens in life group. If you look at a life group, and as a leader, you really focus on one or two areas or one or two people, and you are putting a lot of time and attention into those things, then there's a very good chance that some of the other people or activities within life group or goals within life group are going to feel cheated. And this is the reason why we talk about delegation, and we talk about leaders not strapping all the weight of the life group onto their back by themselves, because it's impossible for a leader, I'll just flat out say it, it's impossible for a leader to do everything that the life group requires. That's why delegation is so key and so important. That's why it's so great to have a co-leader. That's why it's so great to identify giftings within your groups that all the group members have to help them plug into different areas of the life group to help, in a sense, lead. Because a leader, yes, does lead the group, but shouldn't have the sole responsibility of carrying the weight of the whole group. So I encourage you to do this. Really pray about your group and make a short list. Make two or three things that are going really, really well in your group, and a list of two or three things that maybe are being neglected or could be a little bit stronger within your group. And then ask God, when you're looking at that list of things that could be stronger, things that are neglected, ask God who in your group could help rally some vision or leadership around those concepts. Or maybe you're looking at the column that things are going really well, and you can say to yourself, you know what, these things are going really well, I've got these things rolling, maybe there's someone in the group that could maintain some of these items, and then I could shift my focus to some of the things that are being neglected or some of the things that are maybe not as prevalent in our group. So I just encourage you to do that in the next week. Really bring it before the Lord and have a good, honest conversation about your group. Remember, you're not supposed to be leading alone. Leading alone means that you're going to fall flat on your face when you try to run. So that is why a life group is about everyone in the group participating and using their gifts and talents for the health and well-being of the group. Okay, just some things to think about. I hope your week is going well. And until next time, keep praying and make that short list. And we'll be back with you next month with another LeaderCast.